Did your son sign?
Yes.
Did he sign? Okay. What do you play? 3 years at Hawaii?
Yeah. He wanted to play. He didn't want to negotiate. He wanted to be one of those players that's going to hold up for as much money as he wanted. He just wanted to get the slot money and play.
Where'd they send him? Where's he playing?
He's playing at Quad City, Iowa. Right.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
River Bandits.
Oh, yeah. What organization? Is that St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Louis, yeah. That's a good organization.
Usually first rounders, you know, they like to stay to the August 15th date. He didn't want to. He wanted to.
How good is Hawaii, though? I can't ever remember Hawaii making it to the College World Series.
He never made it, but he always competed in the WAC.
Good?
And always,
pretty good?
They won the WAC tournament 2 years in a row.
Did they? Good.
Yeah. Maine made it one time, huh?
Yeah, they made it a lot in the 80s. And then in 1986, they went 2-10 in the College World Series. They went 5 years out of six. And a lot of the Sun Belt schools complained. They said, you know, because they used to keep sending Maine from the east. About 1987, they made sure that all the regionals had at least two top 16 teams. Because Maine used to come from a regional where it was mostly all eastern teams. Although one year they had Central Michigan had Kurt Young. St. John's had Frank Viola and John Franco. And Billy Swift pitched for Maine, pitched in the majors. But so they made it. So there hasn't been an Eastern team in the College World Series since, because what they, and it's understandable, you know. I mean, probably the eighth best team in the Pac-10 is better than the top team in New England, in all honesty. So they put two top 16 teams in each of the eight regionals, and one of them usually won, like Mississippi. They, 1 year, Clemson and Mississippi State came to Orono at the University of Maine, and I think Clemson wound up winning that regional. Now they've, since then, they've changed it. Now you got two sets of regionals you have to go through. But
okay.
Okay, we're not waiting for anybody? Okay. I'll start with Coach, just an opening statement on getting a win right off the bat.
Well, it's a good win. They had two good pitchers, as you can see. Probably going to meet them in the finals. But we got to be playing mistake-free. We had a lot of mistakes in the last inning where they could have come right back and win us. We eliminate that mistakes, we should be okay.
Well, the thing that helped you too is you know, your guys got out of three rundowns and you turned three important double plays when the game was close.
Yep, that and that mistakes that we had on rundowns, that was, you know, miscommunication on my part and the hitter's part. We had a couple.
But you got out of them.
Yeah, you got out of them. So speed does work sometimes. So
overall, you happy with it, obviously?
Yeah, it's a win, but we're going to go back and work on things that we should and to compete against Aruba tomorrow night. We need to play a mistake-free baseball.
Okay. Then what do we have next? Yeah. All right. All right. Let me double check.
Okay.
Yeah. You got the base hit sacrifice fly. You guys were able to get hits when you needed them.
Oh yeah. I'm glad that we got hits.
It's Keen Wong. Yep.
Yeah. Glad we got hits when we needed, and it's good to have the W.
Well, the other thing too. You guys have a lot of confidence in your defense. I mean, three double plays. You guys turned three double plays, which stuffed out potential big innings for them.
Yeah, we get a lot of ground balls during practice and always turning twos, like, fast. Because baseball is never a slow sport. It's always fast.
Now, you know, it's funny because their first pitcher looked like he threw real well. But, you know, you had six hits off him in the first three innings and end up, you know, getting him out of there in the fifth. You guys just had a lot of battle him. You know, you got him up to 92 pitches.
Yeah, he was a good pitcher. He threw very hard, and his curveball was going for strikes, so he just had to be quick to the ball.
And speed works.
Yeah.
Your speed puts the pressure on people. You take extra bases. You know, it looks like you do your homework. You know, you were tagging up at second on fly balls to center, so you guys use your speed, I thought, well today.
Yeah, we used the speed good. As last year, our team was only power. We didn't have that much speed, but this year we have a lot of speed, so I hope we come on top.
Okay, good. We got his number five. Okay, and that's Chase. Chase, yeah. You had a key double in that big inning that got you the lead. Looked like he tried to come inside, you just turned on it?
Yeah, I just tried to get hits, try to help my team out, try to get on it. I knew we needed those runs. So.
And again, I was, like I should tell you, I thought I was impressed. I thought their kid, he was big, I thought he threw hard, but you guys went up there, really did a nice job of putting the ball in play.
Oh yeah, he threw pretty hard. We just tried to focus on it and just try to get the barrel on it.
And then the running game. Oh, then the double plays again. You guys turned three double plays, I thought, which, you know, enabled your pitchers were struggling. The first kid had trouble throwing strikes, but you guys were able to avoid big innings because you turned double plays when you need them.
Yeah, like you said, we worked out a lot in practice, so there shouldn't be no mistakes when we go to turn a double play.
Okay, good. Okay, and you okay?
Colton,
yeah, Colton got, again, you came through with a couple doubles today, and three hits. Good day for you. Did you just swing in the bat well today?
My first at bat, I struck out, but that was because I was taking too much strikes. And Coach Carl told me to cut down my swing, just be quick to the ball. I think that really helped.
But, you know, again, that was interesting because through three innings, a kid had six strikeouts, but you guys had six hits off. So when you guys were battle, I mean, you got him to 92 pitches. So you guys did a nice job, you know, making him go deep into counts. You guys just really disciplined hitters up there. How about obviously the last two innings you don't want to go over again. Six errors the last two innings was just a little sloppy, so I'm sure that's something you'll address.
I think we kind of relaxed a bit. We shouldn't have done that.
Now, does it rain a lot in Hilo? How do you guys play through that? Do you just,
we go to the batting cage.
Go to batting cage?
We got a batting cage, indoor batting cage, where if it rains, we'll just bring the whole team and work out in there. It doesn't rain. It wasn't raining that bad. No. We had maybe one or two rainouts. Other than that, we've been playing.
Okay. So. Now, you were here. Were you here a couple of years ago when your son played here?
Yeah, 2007.
Seven, yeah?
Yeah, we lost.
What's it like to be back?
Good. We lost against Aruba, so.
Oh, did you? In the semis?
Yeah, we want a sweet revenge on that one. So, we're going all out tomorrow, and hopefully we can play hard and see if we can get a victory.
Did it help you at all, at least having some idea of what this place was like? So, you know,
yeah, I kind of got them ready for it. I told them, you know, this place is a beautiful place, a beautiful field as you see, and the competition is stiff, and we need to, you know, we traveled 5,000 miles to get here, maybe more than that.
Yeah.
And we didn't come here just to play around and enjoy the World Series. Of course, we're going to enjoy it, but we came here to try to see if we can capture the World Series, and that's what we're trying to do right now. So
it does help a little bit, though, because at least you can tell them what the ballpark's like. You know, it's more of a doubles. You know, it's hard to hit a home run here, but it's good gap.
It's a good
field.
Gap, and we do have power hitters, and we showed it today. We had a couple doubles. You know, we moved runners over when we need to, but we got to cut down on those mistakes. You know, because, you know, like you said, number 7 and number 9, they're hell of a players, and we're probably gonna end up playing in them with them, hopefully in a semi, maybe the finals.
How's it been so far for you guys? How do you like it here so far?
It's been nice.
Did you come the last time with your dad?
Yeah, I came with my brother. Yeah, I was like about 12.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
You find yourself saying, I hope I get a chance to come?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and here you are.
Yeah, proud to be here.
What's your brother's name?
Colton Wong.
Okay, and he's going to Quad Cities. He just signed first round pick of St. Louis and 3 years at Hawaii. Okay. How do you guys like it so far?
Good, it's a good experience, fun.
Cool. How's it feel?
I think it feels real nice.
A little hard. It looks like there were some bounces there.
It was clean. The hops are, the ground's hard.
Yeah.
So bounces are clean.
Guys, thanks for taking the time out. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.